Birding is a quiet activity, but when you're out there, it's anything but silent. Birds call, leaves rustle, and sometimes laughter and community fill the air too. For me, nature has always been a healing space, but I haven't always seen myself fully represented there. That's why this moment, this walk, mattered. Here's the founder of Everybody Birding, Lindsay Slack, saying why she started up this group.
I wanted to create a welcoming space where anyone and everyone could come together and enjoy birds.
That starts with the basics, making people feel welcomed and supported.
The BIPOC community, LGBTQIA plus community, I'm also considering, you know, people who are blind, people who are deaf, all of those things. Plus, being a brown person who loves the outdoors, I love to camp, I love to go to birding activities, and a lot of times I am the only brown person there or one of very few brown people there.
Nyla Mannion is a first-time birder who appreciated this.
I do not know a lot about birds, and I mean, I've learned a lot just in the few minutes that I've been here. Whenever I do go out to a park and it's not with this group, I'm not really seeing as many people who look like me. And sometimes I might see someone who has binoculars and, like, you know, it wasn't like a, here's a list of things to buy or here's a list of things to bring. It was like, bring yourself.
For longtime outdoorsman Willie Franklin, this wasn't just another bird outing. It was part of a personal mission, one rooted in joy, history, and responsibility.
Everybody Birding Club is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it basically encourages people to get outside and explore. Doesn't matter if you're a novice, doesn't matter if you're a birding pro with many years of experience, just come out, enjoy it. Every time I see a person of color outside enjoying the great outdoors and feeding their soul via nature, it's almost an intoxicating joy that I try to manage so my face doesn't explode, because we were instructed, oh, black folks don't do that. So now, in my adulthood, I feel just charged, responsible to change that narrative, to get out and be my true self and encourage others to do the same.
There's medicine in the trees, in the bird song, and in the walking. And that truth shows up in every corner of this community. Kristen Johnson, a holistic physician, reflected on this.
I'm a lifestyle medicine doc, and so it's really important to me to, as nature is medicine, to be outside. And often I'm not necessarily welcomed in a lot of spaces, or I feel uncomfortable in some spaces where certain comments have been made about me not being a normal person of color because I like being outside. Allowing the stereotypes to dictate what it is that we enjoy doing can also impact our mental health.
Lindsay Slack told us about her spark bird, the bird that first got her hooked.
My spark bird was the tufted titmouse. And every time I see it at my bird feeders, like, my heart melts a little bit. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, there you are. Like, it's my personal bird.
Mine is the American robin. They always seem to find me, hopping towards me on sidewalks, showing up right when I need a reminder to stay grounded. Today's outing felt so supportive. I knew that this was a space for all of us.
I would hope that in the future, someone can just put something up on one of the social media platforms and say, hey, I'm going to go birding here tomorrow, and hopefully people will show up.
Check out Everybody Birding's Facebook page for upcoming events. For WYSO, I'm Trey Elzey, and we outside.